Black History Month started in 1926 as a week-long celebration created by the African-American historian Carter Woodson. It took another 5 decades to be officially recognized on the national level when President Gerald Ford designated a Black History Week in 1975. The next year, Ford officially recognized Black History Month, calling it a moment for the public to seize the opportunity to honor the too often neglected accomplishments of Black Americans in every area of endeavor throughout our history. At the same time, it's important to keep in mind the gentle reminder from Bernice King, the daughter of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., that we actually celebrate Black History Month or Black History all year. February is just our anniversary. For Black History Month this year, I have been reading the selected poems of Nikki Giovanni. Born in 1943, Giovanni gained initial fame in the late 1960s as one of the foremost proponents of the Black arts movement and became known as the poet of the Black Revolution. Today, she is one of the world's most well-known Black poets, and Oprah Winfrey named her as one of her personal 25 living legends. That's pretty good if you're like in Oprah's top 25. Here are a few photos of Giovanni through the years. In a few moments, I'll invite you to hear just one of her poems, and afterwards there'll be a minute of silence to continue reflecting. In the words of the Movement for Black Lives, in this month, may we take stock of the cumulative efforts undertaken by Black people to erect a liberatory future in which all people can be self-determined and loved. A time to consider and celebrate Black history and to dream and imagine a world in which all Black people are free. May this month be not only about Black history, but also about Black futures and about ultimately the collective liberation of us all. In that spirit, I invite you to hear Nikki Giovanni's poem titled, "But Since You Finally Asked," a poem commemorating the 10th anniversary of the slave memorial at Mount Vernon. She writes, "No one asked us what we thought of Jamestown in 1619. They didn't even say welcome, you're home, or even a pitiful, I'm sorry, but we just can't make it without you. No, no one said a word. They just snatched our drums. They separated us by language and gender and put us on blocks where our beauty, like our dignity, was ignored. No one said a word in 1776 to us about freedom. The rebels wouldn't pretend and the British lied. We kept to a space where we owned our souls since we understood another century would pass before we owned our bodies. But we raised our voices in a mighty cry to the heavens above for the strength to endure. No one says, what I like about your people, and then ticks off the wonders of all the wonderful things we've given. Our song to God, our strength to the earth, our unfailing belief in forgiveness. I know what I like about us is that we let no one turn us around. Not then, not now. We plant our feet on higher ground. I like who we were, and I like who we are. And since someone has finally asked, let me say I'm proud to be a Black American. I'm proud that my people labored honestly with forbearance and dignity. I'm proud that we believe, as no other people do, that all are equal in God's sight. We didn't write a constitution, we live one. We didn't say we, the people, we are one. We didn't have to add as an afterthought under God. We turn our faces to the rising sun, and we know that a new day is always beginning."
Freedom is coming. Oh, yes, I know. I wanted to joke so bad. Okay. Hey, y'all. This month is our celebration of Black History Month. Our sermon topic is the struggle and triumph of Black history, overcoming adversity with faith. For today's sermon, we will explore the rich history of the struggles of the Black community and how it faces adversity, but how faith has played a crucial role in overcoming those challenges. We will delve into the stories of prominent figures like James Baldwin, Marsha T. Jackson, Malcolm X, Dr. Martin Luther King, and all and several other people who have faced immense challenges, slavery, segregation, and discrimination. We'll examine their journeys, and we will draw parallels to empower us to overcome and show how we've had challenges. I am so sorry, y'all. I'm so nervous. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all, somebody clap. Just clap. Y'all ready? Buckle your seatbelts. Let's go for it. All right. Racial injustices. African Americans' community has triumphed over countless hurdles and endured oppression, often in the face of indifferences from the so-called white moderate. As Dr. Martin Luther King would say, these individuals who remain silent and complicit claim to denounce racism while covertly endorsing policies, laws, and presidential candidates. I'll say it again, presidential candidates. I'll say it again, presidential candidates who perpetuate and promote hatred and racism. Nevertheless, the divine force that still fuels us, that still lifts us up, gives us aspiration and a wavering spirit within our hearts, lifts us and this community, even amid adversity and hatred. The killing of George Floyd. I can't breathe. The killing of George Floyd that occurred on May the 25th in 2020 sparked widespread outrage and protests against police brutality and racial injustice. And y'all, I see some people getting ready to take notes. Listen, don't worry about it. The slideshow, the notes, the everything will be available to you all in a few days, right? Or tomorrow, something like that. We'll work it out. All right, just watch the sermon, and y'all will get all the notes. All right, cool. What was that? Now, kneeled on his neck for more than, I believe it was more than 60 seconds. And when he kneeled on his neck, this is the police officer, Derek Chauvin, knelt on his neck for over 9 minutes, forgive me, during an arrest in Minneapolis, Minnesota. George Floyd yelled, "I can't breathe." His death ignited a global movement demanding justice to an end of systemic racism. The trial of Chauvin and the three officers involved in Floyd's arrest brought renewed attention to the urgent need of police reform, accountability, and responsibility. The shooting of Breonna Taylor, y'all still with me? I ain't nervous no more. March 13, 2020 brought attention to the issue of police violence and the lack of accountability in the United States. Taylor, a 26-year-old female Black woman, was shot and killed by police officers doing a botched raid on her apartment in Louisville, Kentucky. The officers, executing a no-knock warrant, entered into her home. Officers heard a shot that was given by her boyfriend because her boyfriend thought that intruders had invaded the apartment. The police officers let off a round of shots, killing Breonna Taylor. The shooting, the incident sparked protests and a call for justice, as Taylor's case became a symbol of the need for police reform and the protection of all Black lives. The Central Park Five, Hispanic boys and black boys. A group of five black and Hispanic teenagers were wrongfully convicted of the rape and assault of a white female jogger in Central Park, New York City in 1989. The case garnered significant media attention and fueled racial tensions in the city. The teenagers, aged between 14 and 16 at the time, were coerced into giving false confessions. After hours of interrogation, children. However, in 2002, their convictions were overturned when a serial rapist confessed to the crime. The DNA evidence confirmed his guilt. The case highlighted the flaws in our criminal justice system. Flaws, hatred, and an impact of racial bias on wrongful convictions. Social injustice. In the midst of the Civil War's intensity, and I don't care what Nikki Haley, Darrell, get back to you, sorry. It's slavery was the cause, okay? African Americans recognized the significance of unity and mobilization. Dr. King, understanding the imperative nature of combating social injustices, advocated for peaceful resistance within the institution of the church. It was within these sacred walls and spaces that civil rights activists were born. Their hopes, their dreams, firmly anchored in the belief that God will guide their struggle towards a liberation, towards a freedom that they knew were coming. Black Lives Matter. Like the Civil Rights Movement, the Black Lives Matter movement is a global movement that advocates for rights and equality of black individuals. Black Lives Matter was founded in 2013 in response to the acquittal of Trayvon Martin's killing. Black Lives Matter seeks to address systemic racism, police brutality, and social injustice through protest, advocacy, and community work. In response to George Zimmerman's acquittal for the murder of Trayvon Martin, the activist Alicia Garza posted the following on social media. She says, "By the way, stop saying that we are not surprised. That's a damn shame in itself. I continue to be surprised at how little Black Lives Matter. And I will continue that. Stop giving up on Black lives, Black people. I will never give up on us. Never," end quote. And listen, the sin of racism needs to be eradicated. But listen, it cannot be eradicated by black people. The sin of racism has to be eradicated by white folks and white folks only. Y'all pretend it's church, say amen. LGBTQ rights. Still in the intensity in the fight for marriage equality, queer freedoms, anti-discrimination laws, and transgender rights, LGBTQ rights refer to legal and social rights that are afforded to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer folks. However, challenges and disparities still exist within our community. And within many LGBTQ individuals facing discrimination, violence, and marginalization, have y'all seen the laws against our trans family? It's brutal. It's hard. It's ugly. Activists and organizations continue to advocate for equal rights, including the right to live openly and without fear. without fear, access to health care. Access to health care. Protection against discrimination and the ability to form families, just to form families, to travel and to have legal recognition. The fight for LGBTQ rights is an ongoing struggle for equality and acceptance. Y'all still with me? Immigration reform. Immigration reform refers to the process of making changes to immigration and laws and policies in the country. It involves addressing various aspects of immigration, such as border control, stick with your sermon, Darrell, pathways to citizenship, visa programs, various aspects of many different immigration programs and organizations. The need for immigration reform arises from the recognition that current systems are often outdated, ineffective, and fail to address the complexities of migration. Advocates for immigration reform argue for a more humane and fair approach that balances national security with the recognition of the economic, social, and humanitarian contribution of immigrants. Undocumented immigrants, during Maryland's listening session, and we heard a little bit of it from Steve Buckingham talking about it today, from the listening session, Maryland's listening session with the Unitarian Universalist Legislative Ministry, along with other religious organizations within the state, reported they are afraid to report crimes, especially in the cases of domestic violence. We have immigrants that are afraid to report crimes, afraid to report domestic violence, especially if they have children. The overall goal should be to create a system that allows individuals to fight for legal representation and legal status as an undocumented immigrant, and protects the rights of migrants, promotes a more inclusive and diverse society. That should be the goal. Police brutality. Take a second. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Quote lifted by Dr. Martin Luther King. Throughout the annals of history, the mistreatment of Black bodies persists, a painful reality that cannot be ignored. Dr. Maya Angelou once said, "I can be changed by what happens to me, but I refuse to be reduced by it. Honey, I ain't gonna let it change me." These words encapsulates the resilience and determination of the African-American community who refuse to let injustices that they face define who they are. Despite the ongoing challenges, we cling steadfastly to the hope of justice, knowing that our fight is not a fight in vain. Philando Castile, 32-year-old African-American man, was fatally shot by a police officer during a traffic stop in Falcon Heights, Minnesota on July the 6th in 2016. The incident gained national attention after Castile's girlfriend live-streamed the aftermath. Huh, I wonder what would have happened if it would have never been recorded. Castile was licensed to carry a firearm and informed the officer that he had a gun in the car. Despite complying with the officer's command, Castile was shot anyway, multiple times. The officer claimed he believed Castile was reaching for his gun, But the video evidence raised a question about the use of excessive force. Castile's death further fueled the ongoing conversation about police brutality and racial profiling in the United States. Eric Garner. In 2014, a 43-year-old African-American man died in Staten Island, New York, after being choked by a white police officer doing an arrest for selling untaxed cigarettes. The incident was captured on video. Again, if it would have never been recorded, I wonder what it would have been said. Showing Garner repeatedly saying, again, I can't breathe, and lose consciousness. His death sparked widespread protest and became a rally cry against police brutality. Tamar Rice. 12-year-old African-American boy who was fatally shot by a white police officer on November the 22nd, 2014 in Cleveland, Ohio. Rice was playing with a toy gun in a park when a 911 caller reported saying, "I see a guy with a gun," but mentioned that it might be a toy. The responding officer, Timothy Lohman, arrived to the scene and shot Rice within seconds. Within seconds of his arrival, the incident captured on surveillance video sparked outrage and protest. Making effective changes requires a multifaceted approach that addresses systemic issues, promotes education and awareness, and fosters inclusivity and equality. But how? How can we make effective change? Well, good, I'm glad you asked me. Promote anti-racism. Education in schools and workplaces that raises awareness about history and the impact of racism and discrimination. Why don't you encourage dialogue and open discussions about race and privilege and bias to challenge existing beliefs and foster empathy and understanding? How about provide resources and training for individuals to recognize and address their biases and their privilege? Got some recommendations for you, some books. I'm on my Carl Judge. That's the inside joke, that's you. Many books provide valuable insight into racial issues and experiences of marginalized communities. Some recommended books, and again, you'll have all of these notes and you'll have all of these, all right? The New Jim Crow, awesome read by Michelle Alexander. White Fragility by Robin DiAngelo. Between the World and Me by Ta-Nehisi Coates. I cannot put it down. Stamp from the Beginning by Dr. Kendi. That is also a very good read. Very good. Documentaries and films. Documentaries and films can be a powerful tool for learning about racial issues. Some recommended documentaries are 13th, I Am Not Your Negro, The Black Power Mixtape, Who Street, and additionally, films like Selma and Do the Right Thing and Fruitvale Station provide fictional narratives that shed light on racial inequalities and injustices. Listen to podcasts. Podcasts can be a convenient way to learn about racial issues and hear diverse perspectives. Some recommended podcasts include Code Switch, very good. Intersectionality Matters, Pod Save the People. Oh, I can recommend this all day long. Sin White. That's a good podcast. Police legislation. encourage diverse representation in decision-making positions that ensure that policies, legislation, and political advocates reflect the needs and experiences of marginalized communities. Support grassroots organizations and initiatives that work toward racial injustice and equality. Support anti-racism organizations, media representation. Advocate for diverse and accurate representation of marginalized communities in media, including film, television, and advertising. Support and promote media platforms that amplify the voices and stories of underrepresented communities. Encourage media outlets to challenge stereotypes and biases and provide balanced coverage on racial issues. Allyship, solidarity, speaking up for the voiceless. Encourage individuals, encourage your friends, encourage your families. We need you to become an ally and speak out against racism and discrimination and support marginalized communities. Engage in difficult conversations. This topic is hard. It's tough. Talking with friends and family and community members and colleagues on political and social challenges is difficult but necessary. Don't be afraid to challenge racial attitudes and behaviors. Create safe spaces for dialogue. Listen to different perspectives, but challenge. Don't be afraid to challenge. Participate in peaceful protests. We don't want anything happening to anybody. Participate in peaceful protests, rallies, and advocacy campaigns. Finally, continuous learning. Continuous learning every day, always. It is essential to remember that creating lasting change requires long-term commitment. It takes time, y'all. This is going to take time. But if we are committed, we together, can create a world that's so beautiful, that's so lovely, and where we can dance, we can laugh, and we can sing under the rainbow and the stars. Yes, I know. Please rise in body and spirit for hymn number 30, found in your hymnal.